This podcast is brought to you by Mitsubishi Fuso. You can rely on us. Thursday, April 10, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. Transport Minister Jeff Radebe on Wednesday asserted that the first phase of the Gautrain Rapid Rail project would be completed before South Africa hosts the Soccer World Cup, as well as on budget. Bombela, the consortium building the project, has been contracted to complete the first phase of the 80-kilometre project in 45 months, which makes the completion date July 2010, by when the World Cup would be over. However, Radebe told reporters in Pretoria that the contract had been signed for the project to be ready to ride by early June 2010.
The Gautrain contract is signed, and in terms of the work plan, contrary to what we have heard, but in terms of our work plan with the contractors, is that by 2010, before we host the World Cup, the link between Park Station, Sandton and Old Tambo International Airport will be complete.
Precious metals consultancy, GFMS, which earlier this year correctly predicted that the price of gold would rise above the $1,000 an ounce mark before Christmas, expects that the yellow metal will continue to rally at least until early 2009, Research Director Neil Meader said in Toronto on Wednesday. Presenting the findings of the group's gold survey 2008, Meader said that the price of gold would likely reach a peak, perhaps around $1,100 an ounce, either in the last quarter of this year or in the first half of 2009. However, he pointed out that the subsequent correction, which GFMS expects will take the price to levels around $600 an ounce in the longer term, represented a shift from previous forecasts. Decentralized power, built closer to the demand rather than the power source, could help bridge the gap at a time of a power crisis, Group 5 Energy MD Vili Zili said. Speaking at a media briefing on Wednesday, he said that, although decentralized power was built at a higher cost than baseload power, it was something that had been happening on the African continent for a while, although not much in South Africa. Group 5, which has been involved with so-called captive power plant projects throughout Africa, believed there were big opportunities in South Africa for these smaller captive power plants and could provide a potential solution to ensure that South Africa does not have to turn away large industry or investors.
Captive power and IPPs, I think, are going to be the gap to allow Eskom or give Eskom the breather to get their base loads up and running in the future, in the long term.
Also making headlines, Eskom signs deal for additional Mozambique power and eyes more. Sasol announces global synthetic jet fuel breakthrough. Sub-Saharan African growth remains robust, but global forecast is slashed. BHP says it is not aware of China buying a substantial stake in the company. Mining firms hope for Zimbabwe gold rush, and Zambia to boost power output for copper demand. In political news, regional concern grows over Zimbabwe. Bush urges China to open talks with the Dalai Lama. A bomb attack on a NATO convoy leaves 8 Afghans dead. And a US envoy sees a Kenya coalition deal soon. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.co.za, and polity.org.za.